You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. As of yesterday, there have been 1,020,000 coronavirus tests administered in the state of Ohio, with nearly 19,000 new tests in the last day. Testing took some time to ramp up, both across the country and here in Ohio, but last month, DeWine promised that anyone who wanted a test could get one. WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into if that's true here in Columbus, and she joins me now. Hey, Paige.
Hey, Claire.
So asking broadly, how easy is it to get tested here in Central Ohio?
Testing is widely available, but there are still some issues with access, especially right now during the spike in cases.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about those barriers.
They vary widely based on where you're trying to get tested, when you're trying to get tested. It's kind of a game of chance. So, for example, I talked to Adam Vincent. He's a local attorney here in Columbus. He got tested 3 weeks ago after being a legal observer at some of the protests, and he tested negative. But recently, he has started to experience symptoms. So he wanted to get tested again to find out for sure if he had contracted COVID. He couldn't find a CVS to take him here locally because they were all booked up. He called Columbus Public Health. They were full. They said, call Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. He called Ohio State, and they told him that they weren't retesting anybody.
And it was really frustrating. I kept thinking about it, we have increasing cases, and it seems like everybody, all these health places are very super busy with people calling in, obviously to try to get testing. And I was like, okay, so if I can't get a test today, how long is it going to take? And then if I, whenever I do get one, how backed up with the labs?
He also said after spending so much time on the phone, that's a huge barrier for a lot of people who maybe have to pay for their phone minutes or aren't able to take that much time off from work or childcare to make all these phone calls to try and get in to get tested.
Yeah, I myself spent 2 hours trying to get registered to get tested at OSU. And on the flip side, though, my test came back really quickly, within 18 hours. How quickly are people seeing results?
So it totally, again, depends. It depends on where you're getting tested. It depends on what lab is contracted to process your test. It depends on how many tests that lab has already, if they have a backlog. So it can be anywhere from 24 hours to a couple of weeks.
These swabs are far more available now than they were at the beginning of the pandemic. Can you give us an idea of where our capacity is going to go from here?
Yeah, so like you said, testing is definitely way more available. That is true for a variety of reasons. So anyone can get tested, and obviously that is leading to an increase in testing. We also have more supplies available, and there are more places that have started processing tests. So if we look at Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, which runs the most tests of any other place in our community, their testing has seriously increased, according to Daniel Bachman, who's an emergency physician there.
Our testing is now busier than it ever has been. And we are on some of our busiest days, seeing more than 1,300 patients tested in one day.
That's a pretty high number, but will they be able to keep up with that demand?
I asked Tiffany Krause, who is the Assistant Health Commissioner at Columbus Public Health, that very question, and here's what she said.
I have not heard there's a shortage of tests through the state, and I have not heard that we would be moving to limiting testing. There are some shortages at times of the reagent, which is what helps process the lab tests, but not the actual lab test itself.
She says the goal here in Columbus is to run about 2,500 tests a day, and we are not there yet. The Ohio Department of Health confirmed that there are no looming shortfalls, but sometimes there are still issues in the supply chain, especially with the recent demand.
WOSU's Paige Flager, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks, Claire.